I'm Stan DeFritis, Mr. Green Thumb. Let's talk about vegetables. Tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, they're all in the Solanaceae family. What does that mean? Well, it means they're all wanting sun. And I see it all the time. People will find, a nice little place in the north side or the shady spot of their home. And that's where they want to put their little tomato plant or their pepper or their eggplant. And they have horrible results. Solanaceae means sun lover. So you're going to have to plant those plants in a place where they're going to get 6 to 8 hours of bright sun a day. Not 2 to 3 hours of filtered light. So not underneath that big oak tree. Not underneath that palm tree, but out in the full sunny area. That's where they're going to do their best. Now, if you plant tomatoes or peppers, they're heavy feeders. And that means you're going to have to fertilize on a regular basis. Now, I don't care if you want to be organic. That means you're going to put a foot of compost around them. Or you're going to be somewhat chemical and you're going to use your liquid plant food. You're going to have to do that on a pretty constant feed basis if you want that big result. If you want that tomatoes as big as the one as you see in the store, you're going to have to fertilize. It's just that simple. And yet I find folks don't do that very often. Moisture requirements. You've got to give them a good deal of moisture. Now, that doesn't mean the soggiest spot in your yard, because you're going to get into fungus problems. You've heard about fungus among us. Well, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, they all get into fungus problems. Now, you can spray with Dithane M45, which is manganese and zinc. Yeah, they may kick you out of the Organic Gardening Club, but still, basically sort of an organic-based chemical. You're using manganese and zinc, two chemicals that I find, I take in supplement forms. So, make sure you read the labels and use them according to labels, because I have to tell you to do it that way. As far as caterpillars, they're going to find your tomatoes. I like to use Thuricide or Dipel. It's the Bacillus thuringiensis. It's a bacteria toxin. It's a good bacteria that helps kill the caterpillars. Yeah, I know, like every other chemical, there's some pros and cons, and some folks are saying, it's not totally organic and it might cause you trouble. I haven't seen any problems with it, and I've used it for probably 40 years, as long as it's been around. Remember, with tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, all of these veggies are high in vitamin C, and that's kind of important to our diet. Also, tomatoes, for you guys out there, it's got some different chemicals in there that are really going to help you, like lycopene. Now, ladies, if you want your guy to stay around and live into old age, feed them some tomatoes, especially tomatoes that are processed. Make some of your own sauce. My lovely wife often makes sauce from some of the tomatoes that I've grown. And somehow it's an extra kick to have something on your plate that was made by you. Now, tomatoes will come up from little seedlings, or if you're only going to have 3 or 4, I recommend that you get a 4-pack or 6-pack, as they used to sell them. It's easier than trying to grow them yourself. If you do try to grow them yourselves, and you can, make sure you have a bright, sunny window. Plant those little tomatoes and make sure they stay moist. If they get too dry, they'll die, and you'll say, I'm a brown thumber. But if you want to be a green thumber, go ahead and pick those 4-pack up, put them into a bright, sunny spot. Make sure you improve the soil. I always add some extra organic matter, grass clippings. If you get that, it's a great way to recycle. Same thing is true with newspapers. Cut up those newspapers. There's no sense in filling up our, dumps with newspapers when you can recycle that paper and other material right into your own backyard. And your little vegetable's going to appreciate it because they're going to hold moisture and it's going to hold nutrients, as we said before, which is really important. All right, we've talked about vegetables. What about trees? Now, in my book, I talk about oak trees being one of my favorites, especially the live oak. But too many people plant trees too close to their homes. Now, I always talk about the builder's blight. The builder comes out with this little package where they put 2 dead oak trees out in front, 5 dead azaleas, and everybody's happy. But one of the things I would tell you is to make sure you have enough room in your lot for the trees. Often people will plant trees. I just had a caller named Michael who told me his tree was over his house. Well, somebody didn't really plan on how big that tree is going to get. Realize, laurel oaks, live oaks want to get 50, 60 feet tall, and they want to spread probably 50 or 60 feet. That's too big for the average lot. Now, I know I said in my book that live oak tree is my favorite tree, and it is. But too many people plant too close to their property lines, or too close to their driveway, or their sidewalk, where they're constantly having to pay someone to either trim the tree or re-level the concrete on the sidewalk. So learning the size and the ultimate size that a tree gets to is important. And over your lifetime, you may spend hundreds, maybe thousands or multi-thousands on getting those trees trimmed. Pick smaller trees. Often people will use trees like crepe myrtle, which are kind of a 15 to 20 foot tall tree. Or you may pick like a dwarf elm. It's probably going to get about 35 feet tall. But 35 feet tall is a whole lot better for your landscape than something that's 65 feet tall and spreading 75 feet across your property, across your neighbors, and the neighbors one way and the neighbors the other. Remember the size of the tree, and it's going to save you thousands of dollars. It's one of the reasons, of course, that you listen to our show. We try to save you money, not only with growing some of your own vegetables, but also making sure you do some good planning in planting your plants and trees around your home. Another point, people plant big yard, large shrubs up over their windows, and they constantly are having problems with that. You know, if you can't open your window, the shrub is probably the wrong choice. There's been a movement over the last few years about picking the right plant for the right place. And yet, constantly, I see people doing just the opposite. They'll put a large growing palm right in front of their bay window. And that's cute for the first 6 months. It's cute for the first year. But afterwards, it's a problem. So make sure you plant your trees and plants and palms in the right place. That's going to save you thousands of dollars over the time that you live in your home. And most of us don't think about that, but we're going to live in our home typically 10, 15, 20, 30 years, maybe a lifetime, because most folks aren't moving every 6 months or every, you know, year like they used to just to help make a little bit extra money. When you're planting plants, planting trees, always improve the soil. Make sure you've got some irrigation so the plant won't dry out. Now, I know in many parts of the country, you may get tons of water. But there's other areas of the country where maybe you get 2 to 3 inches of rain a year. And if you're in a xeriscape area like that, you're going to have to make sure you use plants that are indigenous to your area. Plants that maybe are really xeriscape friendly. And xeri, of course, just means dry, and scape just means putting it together. You need to make sure you've got an area where you can plant plants that will take care of themselves, because often we don't have recycled water. We should. I think every area should have recycled water, but often it doesn't seem to work that way. Also, remember using some of your gray water. If you're using showering water, that water could be recycled. Waters from your dishes could be recycled. And a lot of farmer-type folks do that, and that's important. Remember, when you're planting your plants, to think about the overall atmosphere that we're living in, the whole environment that we're living in. Remember, your conditions affect your neighbors and affect everybody within an area in the area that you live. So if you've got gas or something, you know, don't just dump it out on the side of your house. Make sure you recycle it and you'll do well. I'm Stan DeFreitas. Thanks for being with me on the Ask Mr. Green Thumb Show.